I have a tendency to do things as a loner or just like, I'm going to make this happen on my own. And yet it's so clear why God created the church and wanted the church, because it's so much better alongside of other people. I mean, just even this, you know, what we're doing right here. Yeah. I feel like it's almost done. And had I had to do this by myself, there's just this pressure, there's just this weight, there's just like, I got to carry this thing. But seriously, I mean, this isn't that big a deal, because I know you're gifted in ways that I'm not gifted. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I don't have to feel the burden to be all of these things. And that's the, I mean, I can't really explain how much more enjoyable and that's a picture of church. Yes. Like, you weren't meant to do this by yourself. And it's like, gosh, there's just this comfort in, I'm a finger. You know, I wasn't meant to kick a soccer ball. I'm just a finger. You know, I'm a part of this bigger thing that Christ intended.
Yeah. And that's where the beauty is. Okay, we all have the same mission, make disciples in the church. But the way we walk in community with one another, and the way that mission fleshes itself out in our lives, the way we make disciples, we're spurring one another on with different gifts, different skills, different things we walk through in life that God and His sovereignty leads us on. It is good to be a part of a community of disciple makers. And that's what church is. Yeah. It's not an audience of spectators who just get together to listen to one guy and every week. No, this is not an audience of spectators. This is a fellowship of disciple makers who are doing this.
And hopefully you're seeing that even in your discipleship relationship, because your disciple is going to come and he's not going to want to make disciples, but you're there to stir him on. Like left to ourselves, there's a lot of things that we don't naturally motivate ourselves to do. And like you said, you know, Hebrews 10, we stir one another up to do those things. Like we encourage one another. You know, we give each other courage, especially as we see that day drawing near. Yeah.
You know, one of the other things I want to point out on this that I think is so key is when we are actually making disciples, that will inevitably lead to multiplying churches.
Yeah.
So the New Testament, as we're reading through this, it never commands us to plant churches. Yeah. Jesus just said, make disciples. And as disciples are made, as people come to Jesus, then churches are formed. I mean, I think about the church that God's entrusted me to pastor. If every single disciple over the next year made one disciple of Jesus, and we'd double in a year. And there's no way. I mean, either we'd have to build a massive building for everybody to come under, which we're not going to do. So otherwise, we'd have to multiply. We got to have church. And that's the point. That is the point. We're not intended just to coast out Christianity in one comfortable church all our lives. We're intended to be multiplying the church. And that happens as we make disciples.
Yeah, and for people to have a good understanding of what church is in the New Testament, and it's the people, it's that body coming together, because sometimes in our Western mindset, we think of the location of this building, and that's the church. We call that the church, but what Christ calls the church is the body of believers, wherever they gather, as long as there's that leadership. But that's why it's so important to talk through that topic, so they understand that this is not about a building. That's not what Christ said when he says, I'm going to build my church. You know, it was just this idea of this spreading as we make disciples.
So that's a good, really good discussion to have with the people or person you're discipling. What is the church? What really in the New Testament is the church? And how can we be a part not only of experiencing the beauty of what God has designed for the church, but through making disciples, actually multiplying churches in the community where you live, and then beyond that into the nations, which we'll get to in the next lesson.